Okay.
Want to look.
At this time, I'd like to resume the open meeting of the board. The March board meeting is significant for the Board of Trustees. On March 12, 1867, the first regular meeting of the Board of Trustees was held, and a year later, the university opened for classes in 1868, 1 year after the state legislator voted to establish the Illinois Industrial University, now University of Illinois. At this time, we have a special performance today from students in the Lyric Theater Program. Ms. Lisa Bulis and Mr. Connor Stout will sing our state song, Illinois. They will also perform a selection from Wicked entitled For Good. They will be accompanied by Mr. Aaron Ames on the piano. In case you are not familiar with the Lyric Theater here in Urbana, it is a comprehensive training program for singing actors. Under the tutelage of world-class voice, theater, and dance faculty, students explore the vast opera and musical theater repertoire while addressing the artistic demands of the 21st century musical stage. Lisa is a senior currently pursuing her Bachelor of Music degree. She has recently been seen in the Lyric Theater at Illinois production of The Adventures of Little Sharp Ears as Sharp Ears, the Vixen. She has also been seen in Lyric Theater at Illinois productions of Crazy for You, La Boheme, and Pirates of Penzance. Owen Connor Stout is a second-year master's student at UIUC studying with Nathan Gunn. Connor made his operatic debut last winter in Lyric Theater and Cranard's production of The Rape of Lucretia, and has also been seen in Sinfonia Decamera's production of Pirates of Penzance and HMS Pinafore. Aaron is a first-year DMA candidate in vocal coaching and accompanying. Prior to this, he spent 10 years as a pianist and accompanist at Appalachian State University in Western North Carolina with a professional background in both classical music and musical theater. He is grateful for the unique opportunities that the University of Illinois and Lyric Theater have provided. I might add that this trio performed at the University of Illinois Foundation, where I annual meeting where I first encountered them, at which point I mentioned to Owen and Lisa that I would like to have them back for the board. So welcome, and we look forward to your performance.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder in a distant world. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
Well, maybe that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made from what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now, whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a seed dropped by a skybird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better, but because I knew you.
Because I knew you,
I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for.
And I guess we know there's blame to share,
and none of it seems to matter anymore.
Like a
ship blown from its
moorings
by a wind off the sea,
like a stream that meets
like a sea dropped by a bird
in a distant wood.
And say if I've been changed for the better, I have been changed for the better.
And because I knew you,
I knew.
Because I knew you,
I have been changed. Thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, comes in echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois.
But without thy wondrous story, Illinois, could be writ the nation's glory, Illinois, on the record of the years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears, Grant and Logan and our tears, Illinois,
Grant and Logan and our tears,
in the sound system. It's on there.
My phone.
Chancellor. Chancellor.
I hear very little.
Chancellor. Chancellor.
That is.
The corner one.
Better cut her off. Then.
Oh.
Oh, one.
I heard it too. Cut it off. I did turn
it off.
It was a beautiful one.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Yeah, you guys owe me for picking up on that.
Yeah, really.
At the
yeah, good.
Foundation,
tickets,
bringing them back. You got to hear it. I'd heard it once, and I was sort of like, got to get the rest of the trustees to hear this.
Kind of wow.
Yeah, wow is right. Okay, at this time, I'd like to ask President Killeen to introduce the university officers and the Senate observers who are here as our guests.
Thank you, Chair Edwards. At this time, I would like to introduce our treasurer, Lester H. McKeever, Jr.,
partner at Mitchell Titus Accounting Firm in Chicago. Also, we have with us Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amaridis from Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and the other university officers and staff, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller Avijit Ghosh, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation Ed Seidel, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University D.D. Williams, Secretary Designate of the Board of Trustees and the University Gregory Knott, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs Barbara Wilson. Representing the University Senate's Conference and the Springfield Campus Senate, Magic Wade, Assistant Professor, Department of Political Science in Springfield. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Mike Bowman, Director, Information Technology Service, College of Applied Health Sciences. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Sandra DeGroot, Professor and Head and Scholarly Communication Librarian and Chair of the University Senate Conference. And finally, representing the academic professional staff, Brian Brower, Associate Director, Illinois Fire Service Institute at Urbana-Champaign. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Tim.